It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. This week, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony, they're going to get you fueled up for the road trip.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here at Dreamfinders Home Model, which is in Longfield Preserve. It's a natural gas community. I'm here with Chef Tony from Publix, and it smells good already. What have we got going on?
You know, today we're going to take a different direction. We're really going to go super healthy. Not quite raw food, but still something
fresh
is what we're after. So we're going to do a primavera dish.
And me an education. What does primavera mean?
Primavera is spring, right? Spring vegetable, something that's fresh. So let's turn back to the wok. We're going to do this in our wok today. Put it in. So in here, we're going to go ahead and put in peppers, onions, Italian seasoning, garlic, and carrots. I'm going to have you give that a little quick stir. Now, what we're looking is just to saute it up a little bit. We like the wok as this natural gas comes up the side, heats the whole wok up. We have grapeseed oil in there, high heat so it can really take what's happening. And we're just a little bit of softness. We're starting to see the onion sweat here. And we want to keep that crunch to it. We want that al dente to this dish because that's that signifier of fresh.
You know what's so fun is that I always associate the wok with Asian cooking. And I think it's so great to be doing this Italian meal in a wok.
Well, you know, what you find, the difference between stir fry and saute is the pan. Even if saute means to jump, right? So even in classic cuisine, we are high heat, moving things around in the pan. That's natural for stir fry with the slopes of what's going on. Now you see I've added our yellow squash in. It doesn't take quite as long to cook. I've added some tomatoes that have been half. They'll start to give us a little bit of liquid. I'm gonna go ahead and put a little veg broth in here as well. Now we're going to create some steam. This will start to soften it up too. And this is normally where you would throw in some pasta. Look at this, zucchini pasta today.
Oh, so fresh. I love this recipe.
We'll finish this primavera off once it's done with a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And there we go, vegetable primavera.
Beautiful.
For the pasta primavera recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.